When Jesus Christ was born, wise men came to Jerusalem. Now the Greek word translated wise men is magi. That's what the Greek word is, magi. They were not only wise men, they were magicians. Probably from Persia, which is in now modern day Iran. These magi studied the sky. They studied the order of the heavens. They studied the movement of the stars and their meaning. Not only their movement, but their meaning. This was a combination of what we refer to now as astronomy and astrology, both. A combination of what we know as a scientific discipline and the daily horoscopes. Well, in their studies of the heavens, they found a new star. They found a unique star, an unusual star, a star that they believed, a star that they were convinced marked the birth of a king, a newborn king, king of the Jews. And these magi followed that star. They wanted to see the king. But the star and their knowledge of the stars did not get them to Jesus. It got them to Jerusalem. It got them to Jerusalem. Nature can only get you so far. Nature can only get you so far. Yes, yes, you can absolutely sense God in the created order. All you have to do is stand on any beach and view the never-ending horizon of water and feel the breeze and hear the crash of the waves. Or stand on any mountain peak and admire mile after mile after mile of scenery before you. Nature can point you to a higher power. Nature can point you to a creator God. The star can guide you. But only to Jerusalem. Only to Jerusalem. The star can only get you so far. The star can tell you nothing of God's heart. The star can tell you nothing of God's character. The star can tell you nothing of what God thinks about you. But Jesus does. Jesus does. And that is the importance of Christmas. That's why we celebrate Christmas, because Jesus has come. And Jesus is God with us. He is Emmanuel. The babe born in Bethlehem reveals God. The one who was heralded by angels in the night sky reveals God's heart. And he reveals that God's heart is a heart of love. A heart of love for you. Love so great that God was willing to come to you. Love so great that God was willing to enter his own creation and suffer for you and die for you so that you might know him and be free. So that you might know him and be free. Be free from sin, free from death. Nature won't tell you that. The stars won't reveal it. The wise men only got to Jerusalem. And when they arrived in Jerusalem, they asked where they might find this newborn king. Where can we find him? And the current king, King Herod, he was greatly troubled by this question. What new king? He was the only king. So in order to find answers for himself, King Herod summoned the chief priest. King Herod summoned the scribes. King Herod summoned those who knew the scriptures. And he asked them, where the Christ? Where the Messiah? Where the promised king would be born? And their answer was Bethlehem. The prophet Micah foretold that the king would be born in Bethlehem. Nature can point you to a higher power, but the scriptures will point you to Jesus. The scriptures took the wise men to Bethlehem. The scriptures took the wise men to the newborn king. And when they approached Bethlehem, they once again saw the star. So here we have scripture and nature working together, pointing to the king. And when they saw the star over the place where Jesus was, Matthew tells us this, that those magi, those wise men, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. You can't get more joyful than that. They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And as they entered, they saw the child. As they entered, they saw the king. They saw God made man. They saw Jesus with his mother Mary. And they fell down and they worshiped. Let the wise men be your example. Let them be your example. The star will only get you to Jerusalem. But the scriptures will get you to Bethlehem, to the stable, to the manger, to the King of Kings, to God in the flesh, and rejoice just like those magi. Rejoice exceedingly with great joy at this great gift from God and worship him, Christ the Lord. Hallelujah and amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the great gift that you have given us, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, the newborn King in Bethlehem. Father, we pray that you would give us hearts of joy for this great gift that you have blessed us with. For in him and through him, you have given us salvation. And in him and through him, you have made us your own, your children, your sons and daughters by faith. Father, may we worship this newborn King with great joy, just like the wise men of old. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.